practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing local church. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. Today, let's begin the program with a song that is entitled, Sing to the Lord. Are you singing to the Lord today? Now, you might be able to say, well, Pastor Gary, I can't even carry a tune. Well, the Bible doesn't say anything about carrying a tune, but it does over and over again, particularly in the Psalms, say to us, sing unto the Lord. Singing unto the Lord is a way to worship Him. It's a way to praise Him. It's a way to just thank Him for who He is and for what He's done for us. So never hesitate to sing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Tell the Lord that you love Him through your song, and you know something, He will be honored, He will be glorified, you'll be encouraged, and others may even be blessed. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I do trust that you're going to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. If you are here in central Pennsylvania and don't have a church to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And today is the last Sunday of our missions month, as it were. We've been focusing on missions throughout the course of this month, Our theme has been Forward in Faith for Missions, and our key verse is Mark 16 and verse 15, where Jesus said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And today, we are going to be having a special time in that during the morning service, Pastor Barry Yingling is going to be speaking on missions, the privilege of each believer. Pastor Barry was, of course, brought up in our church here, came to Christ through our church ministry, and has spent time on the mission field and now in the pastorate at the Woodcock Valley Bible Church. And he's going to be speaking today on the fact that missions is the privilege of each believer. He is speaking not only from the perspective of the biblical truth, but he will also be speaking from the perspective of personal testimony, because not only has Barry gone to the mission field and has served as pastor, but he has taken numerous short-term missions trips as well. And so I would invite you to come out and visit us today as Pastor Barry Yingling speaks. I know that you'll receive a blessing. Then this evening, we are going to be going by way of video to the land of Liberia. And we'll be hearing from our Way of Truth missionary there, Eric Barlea. Eric does a great work for the Lord there in Liberia, has a Bible college, has a church, is involved with church planting throughout that entire area. And he's going to be joining us tonight by way of video. Isn't it tremendous that we've got these modern elements of technology, that though we can't bring Eric the whole way from Liberia in person, he can be with us on video, and we're going to be hearing from him tonight. And then, of course, on Wednesday night, which will be the very last event of our Missions Month, we're going to be gathering in the church here at 7 o'clock to pray for potential short-term mission trips. You know, God does use short-term mission trips. When people go to a mission field for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or maybe even a month or two, God has used those short-term mission trips to lead people into missions on a personal basis, as well as to aid the missionary in his particular ministry, no matter what the field may be. So we're going to be talking about that through prayer this coming Wednesday night, the Lord willing. But I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And as I said, we've got Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock this evening. If you have any spiritual needs, please don't hesitate to call us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Of course, you can use our email, and that address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Go to our website, which is fbcaltoona.org, and learn as much about our ministry as you'd like to learn. And if you have any questions about it, don't hesitate to give us a call. And certainly, if we can help you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it's to lead you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, or to pray with you, or to pray for you, or to answer a question that you might have from the Bible, don't hesitate to call us. Again, that phone number is 814-944-2894. Truly, it's a delight to be able to serve you, not only through radio, but through other means if you reach out to us. We would be delighted to serve you as the Lord gives us the opportunity to do so. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio today. I thank you for each person who is under the sound of my voice. And Lord, you know their needs. If there are those who do not know you through faith in Jesus Christ, it's my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them. If they do know you, I pray that you'll use this broadcast to encourage them to walk close to you, to prepare their hearts, to worship you today in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. But ultimately, Lord, I pray that you'll take this broadcast and use it for your honor and your glory, for which we will give you the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now let's listen to the song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45, and I would like to read with you verses 20 through 22. Isaiah 45, 20 through 22, as God is speaking through the prophet Isaiah and says, "Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior? There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Isaiah 45, verses 20 through 22. Now, before I deliver a message from John chapter 1 entitled, "You Must Be Born Again," let's listen to another old hymn of the faith entitled, "Constantly Abiding."
There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave, a peace it cannot take away. Though the trials of life may surround like a cloud, I've a peace that has come there to stay.
If you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to the Gospel of John chapter 3. And I would believe that this is one of the most well-known chapters in all of the Bible for most people around the world, because it's the story of Nicodemus coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, I say it's a story, but it's much more than that. It is a true reality of how Nicodemus came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice what the Word of God says, beginning with verse 1 of John chapter 3. "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. That's John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And the background of this particular passage of Scripture is very well understood as we read down through this chapter, and that is the fact that Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus Christ by night, the Bible teaches us here. And keep in mind that Nicodemus was a religious ruler of the Jews. He was a Pharisee, and he came by night to the Lord Jesus because he simply did not want to reveal to others that he was going to the Lord Jesus to inquire about who Jesus Christ is and what he was teaching. Nicodemus was concerned about his own spiritual condition, and he recognized who Jesus Christ was in a great sense. He knew that he was a great teacher. He knew that he was a man of God, because he says there in verse 2 of John chapter 3, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And so we see that Nicodemus, no doubt, had been watching the Lord Jesus Christ for some period of time. And I believe that there were others, perhaps, who went to Jesus with Nicodemus that night. Because you see there in verse 2, Nicodemus said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God. So Nicodemus, I don't believe, necessarily was by himself. He no doubt had others, perhaps other religious leaders, other Pharisees, other rulers of the Jews, who were constantly watching the Lord Jesus Christ, and they had questions concerning who he is. And it's interesting that the Lord Jesus went right to the heart of the matter. Nicodemus said, Lord Jesus, we recognize that you are from God. You do great things. What did Jesus do? He went right to the heart of the matter. In verse 3 it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And of course, this brought a great question to Nicodemus's mind, as normally it would. In verse 4, Nicodemus saith unto Christ, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? That's an obvious question, is it not? Nicodemus had no idea what the Lord Jesus Christ was going to say when he began to inquire about spiritual things with the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, You must be born again. You can imagine that Nicodemus said, I never heard that. How can a man be born when he is old? Well, Jesus goes on to explain that even a little further in verse 5, where it says, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, and that, of course, refers to the physical birth, and of the Spirit, that refers to the spiritual birth, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. You can see the progression here that the Lord Jesus Christ was giving in talking to Nicodemus. First of all, he says in verse 3, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Down in verse 5, Jesus says, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And then he says in verse 7, as Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. That's a very clear admonition. Jesus was saying to Nicodemus, if you want to see the kingdom of heaven, if you want to get into the kingdom of God, then being religious is not going to do it. Being a Pharisee is not going to do it. Being a ruler of the Jews is not going to do it. You must be born again. If you want to see the kingdom of God, if you want to enter into the kingdom of God, then you must be born again. So the question is, what does it mean to be born again? Well, it mainly means to recognize that by our first birth, which is our physical birth, that we are born in sin and are spiritually dead. Over in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, we see that that's brought out for us very, very clearly. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, where it says, "And you hath he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." You see, because of our sin, we are dead in the sense of our relationship with God. That word dead, or to be dead, means separated from God. When we are born physically, yes, we have physical life. But spiritually, we are dead in that we are separated from God. That's the condition of all mankind at the point of birth. And so to be born again, the person needs to recognize that by the first birth, we are all born in sin and spiritually dead. And so if we want to have a relationship with Christ, we need to be born again. And that means to receive new life in Christ and to be made spiritually alive through trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. Over in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about the fact that he himself is the resurrection and the life. And he says this in verse 25, as Jesus was, of course, speaking there concerning the death of his friend Lazarus. He was speaking to Martha, Lazarus' sister, and he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" That, of course, was Jesus' word to Martha, Lazarus' sister. But it's very applicable to you and to me today. Because of the fact that Jesus Christ is the resurrected Savior, and he will live forever. We just celebrated that last week during Easter, during Resurrection Sunday. The Bible teaches us that those of us who are spiritually dead, and that's every one of us, when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are made alive. We are born again. We are alive in Christ, and we will live forever with Jesus Christ in the land without tears, in a time without end. So the question is, how can one be born again? Well, the answer is simply speaking, just call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. You know, we go back to John chapter 3, we see that Jesus says in John 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, what does it mean to believe? Well, the word believe means to rely upon Jesus Christ for salvation. And that involves the concept of, number one, recognizing that you are a sinner. And then secondly, recognizing that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Remember in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And so recognize that you are a sinner, because Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Recognize that Jesus Christ is the true Savior. Call upon his name and ask him to save you, and he will. He will give you new life. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, the Word of God says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So the question is today, are you born again? If not, then you don't have eternal life. Verse 18 of John chapter 3 says that you are condemned already. That means condemned to an eternal separation from Jesus Christ in the lake of fire. If you have been born again, then you are alive in Christ and you're on your way to heaven. Beloved, take a look at your life. If you've never found a time when you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and asked him to give you eternal life, do so today. Simply say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and be born again. Truly, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, and that includes you, will be saved. And if you trust Christ as your Savior today, contact us here at the church. We will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Go to church today. Have a great day in the Lord. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.